to risk on the best of markets. Chapter 13. The Successful Trader. So after all of the ups and downs in the markets, I have been continually developing the trading system that we teach at SMB Capital. We trade the stocks in play. We trade off of levels that we spot intraday, prices where sellers and buyers exchange the most stock. We search for epic battles between the bulls and bears. We want to see a lot of volume done at a price. Once it is, then we have a level. We are long above this level and short below. When the market is quiet, I recommend scalping the crap out of it. During earnings season and active trading periods, we emphasize finding important intraday levels and building positions around them. We hold these positions until the stock's trend is broken intraday. These are our trades to hold. But I stand ready to change the focus of our system tomorrow. It's called trading. This is certainly a great time to be an intraday trader. Bill Kara's recent comments on his blog, Kara Community, http://karacommunity.com, fascinate me as an intraday prop trader. Although we don't like to use or hear the word never, it could be that buy and hold trading is never coming back. There is a possibility that globalization, electronic communications, real-time trade execution systems, and the like have combined to cause permanent change in the way we trade. If this is the case, then my electronic trading skills are positioned to grow even further in value. With the interconnectedness of the world, the improvement in transmitting data, particularly trading data, why can't a U.S. equities electronic trader trade the Hang Seng, Shanghai, or the Nikkei using intraday strategies? We are working on providing these opportunities for our traders right now. What a chop it would have been to trade Asia after the Dubai world mess. Think of all the new trading opportunities we will have. There are times when I am discouraged with my trading. I have written emails to Steve about how this might be it for me. I struggle for 5 to 7 days in a row. Nothing works. And I let my mind wonder if this is the end. Is it time for me to hang it up? I have had these thoughts on and off for 12 years. And I suspect that if I trade for another 10 years, that I will have these feelings again. While I successfully navigated many trading periods, I stand humbled by the market. I suppose I should not have these feelings during difficult stretches, but my personality, like most successful traders, is to be really hard on myself at first. After a few hours, I get tired of being so depressed, and I start finding a solution to my slump. I received this poignant tweet about experienced traders struggling at the end of 2009. Omarm784 tweet SMB Capital. Many traders at my desk have recently quit after trading for many years, claiming trading has become too difficult. Do you agree? I don't agree. Let me remind you of that old-school trading anecdote by Jay Thoma. A person in his trading class walked into the managing partner's office to quit and proclaim, "There is no more opportunity in this market. We cannot make money how we trade." This trader quit in September of 1998. He quit right before the start of the internet boom. Jay Thoma went on to make $1+ million that year while his classmate was working for his father's plastic business. For me, the way out is always the same. I lower my tier size. I stick to my best trading setups, and I just try to put up a number. I focus on the trading patterns that are working best for me for that market. I do this for a few days, and after the second positive trading day, I have regained my confidence. After that, I forget the emails I have sent to Steve announcing my retirement, and then the next day I try to make just a little more, and then the next a little more. Before I know it, I have run 3 weeks in a row of profitable days, with a touch of overconfidence that I must censor. I adapt. I focus on the trades that are working for me at this present time. I make a list of these setups and trade just them. I control my risk and let the winners naturally manifest. I obsess about the thousand little things that have everything to do with making money and that you will never hear anyone on a major financial network talk about. I regain my confidence. I rebuild. This is why I am a professional trader and have been one for 12 years. During all of these times, I have reinvented myself, mostly out of necessity. I started as a relative strength trader, then became a momentum trader with a long bias, then mastered bounce trades, then fading, then uptrending plays, then momentum trading from the short side. I overcame pennies, embraced hybrid, mixed in NYSE trading, and learned to short. I did not curse the market that my swing trading did not work during the internet bubble. Instead, I learned how to momentum trade. I did not wallow in self-pity when the internet bubble burst. I saved a year by playing a few historical bounces. Scalping was not beneath me during the lean years as I used a fading technique to profit and improve as a trader. When momentum trading was not rewarded in 2009, I simply created our trades to hold. There is always a solution to your recent struggles, but that solution mandates that you look in the mirror and determine what is not working and find the trading patterns that are. Even after becoming a consistently profitable trader, you will have to tweak your system. You will have to adjust your trading plays weekly, daily, and even intraday. This is the life of a trader. Instead of longing for eights or tech stocks that move 25% from open to close, thank the market for changing. Every different market will make you a better trader. What doesn't blow up your account will make you better. Trading is about skill development and discipline, as we learned from studying those who failed, and these guys are good. Today, modern training gives new traders the opportunity to speed up their learning curve, as we discussed in Trader Education, and find out just how good they can be as traders. I hope I have shared how important listening to Mother Market is, following her rules, and how unimportant bold predictions are for the short-term trader. Like great athletes, successful traders obsess about solid fundamentals, like one good trade. Those who last do the thousand little things each day, like in Pyramid of Success, which make the difference between consistent profits and being eliminated by the markets. As I sit here today and write, I have traded through so many different markets. Some have been very difficult. I have gone through some periods when I did not make money for an uncomfortable period of time. Somehow, I fought to live another day. The reward for all of this is, today, I am a well-rounded trader. I am not the best trader on the street, far from it, but I have developed the skills to trade any market that is thrown at me. And that is a significant life achievement. I wish you that type of trading success. This has been One Good Trade, written by Mike Bellafiore, narrated by Kevin Foley. Copyright 2010 by Mike Bellafiore. Production copyright 2012 by Audible, Inc.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.